Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Because 6 out of 10 couples seeking fertility treatment are trying to conceive a second child, according to leading fertility doctors. Joining us to discuss this is Dr. John Waterstone, Medical Director of Waterstone Clinic. John, thank you indeed for talking to us. I'm presuming this statistic is primarily because of the possibilities opened up by the advances in fertility science. Is that correct?
Yeah, there was some CSO, Central Statistics Office, data the other day saying that the number of women who are having children at 45 and older has almost doubled over the past 10 years. So, you know, what's changing? Well, women are choosing to have their babies later, but also what's come along over the last 10 years and is having an impact and allowing women who are older to have children is successful freezing of women's eggs and women's embryos. And also egg donation treatment, which is a very successful treatment for women who don't manage to have a child with their own eggs because they've got that bit older. And egg donation treatment can get around that problem. So that's what's been changing. But certainly the differences are large.
Is there an age limit for such treatments?
Yeah, that's a good question. So in our clinic, as is the case in most reputable clinics, if women are trying to get pregnant with their own eggs, you know, without resorting to donor eggs, our drop-dead cutoff is the woman's 46th birthday, because it's very, very unlikely that it will work beyond that point, and it's not fair to extract money from desperate patients, knowing that the chance that it will result in a baby is so tiny or almost zero. For donor eggs, it's different, because donor egg treatment will work at almost any age, because the womb doesn't really age as women get older. The new Irish legislation actually shied away from putting an absolute cutoff on it, so it's kind of open. But most reputable clinics, including ours, we have the woman's 51st birthday as the cutoff for women who are trying to have a child using donor eggs. And we've got 50-year-old patients who are currently pregnant through egg donation treatment and having babies. So, as I say, that's what's been changing.
Across the world, though, it can be higher. I mean, there's been people late 60s and beyond.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there are definitely reports from India in particular of women in their 60s having children through egg donation treatment, and at some point it becomes unreasonable because the woman is going to be too old when that child is growing up. So, as I say, in most reputable European and North American clinics, the kind of cutoff for using donor eggs is a woman's 51st birthday. But, I mean, donor eggs, apart from donor eggs, the use of frozen embryos and frozen eggs is certainly allowing some women to have children later in their 40s. Mm. Like, we have patients who have IVF treatment at age 40, have a baby immediately and freeze some embryos, and then maybe 5 years later, when they're 45, they try to get pregnant using those frozen embryos that were frozen 5 years previously, and they succeed because the relevant thing is the age that the woman was when the eggs were collected initially. So that's certainly having an impact on frozen eggs. I mean, egg freezing is a tricky thing to do. It's technically very demanding, and a lot of clinics who freeze eggs are not necessarily going to achieve good success rates when those eggs are thawed in the future and used. But we are very happy with the rates, okay, success rates we're getting with frozen eggs for women when they were younger. I mean, that will allow them maybe to have a baby when they're older.
John, just very finally before you go, just briefly if you can, would you have advice for people listening this morning?
I suppose the biggest advice of all is, as you get older, for a woman, your eggs change, and don't leave it too late, because you don't want to be ending up relying on donor eggs. So if you've got a guy in your life and he's the guy you want to have kids with, my strong advice would be don't hang around. If you're leaving it until beyond age 35, you're starting to take chances. That would be my parting advice.
Okay, Dr. John Waterstone, Medical Director of Waterstone Clinic. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.